very important to our play, to our footy club, both on the field and off the field. And what he gives us, he's paid us in spades. Whatever Dustin's decision is moving forward is up to Dustin. And to be honest, he has my blessing.
Welcome back to Sports Day. That's the voice of Damien Hardwick talking about Dustin Martin. And Jimmy and Lee, I'll leave the footy analysis to you two experts. But from a media context, Damien Hardwick has become the absolute master. He has, in one foul swoop there, Lee, diffused the situation, supported his player, and it's just a masterstroke, I think.
Diffused the situation?
Yep. I think he's diffused it completely by saying, if he leaves, he leaves.
I reckon it's a first. A coach has said, if one of my players leaves, yeah, I'll support him. I mean, I think... I find it's a very strange thing to say, to be honest,
okay,
because it might be just... I don't know. It just seems, I don't know whether I'd be buying into saying, yeah, I'd support him no matter what. So we support him enough. I still support him if he leaves and he'd go with my blessing. That's a very unusual comment.
Does it just not speak to the closeness of the relationship those two have built, Lee?
Well, maybe yes, maybe that. Maybe that. But if anything, I would have thought it had opened the door up to the thought that Dusty may look to go elsewhere at some point in his career.
Well, I was listening to you guys interview Peggy O'Neill on the weekend, and that's the distinct thought that I got was that he is every chance of leaving. I still think there's this whole, cloud's too dark a word for it, but there's a whole thought around Dusty Lee because of everything that's happened that maybe his career will finish somewhere else.
Well, only he seems to like spending time in Sydney, so therefore it's more that point, isn't it? So, yep. Like, Buddy eventually got out of Melbourne and went to Sydney. Or we assume that's, well, his girlfriend was up there. I guess that makes a big difference, obviously, to Buddy's life. But I just thought, Dimmer, I mean, it's how you handle these things, I guess there's no right or wrong, but I thought it opens up a little bit the thought that, oh, well, if he decides to go in a year or two, we'll go with my blessing.
Jimmy?
Yeah, but... I think he's almost saying that it's going to be a tough task in the next 2 years to move him out of Richmond from a pure football point of view.
Because he's contracted.
He's contracted and he's got an enormous contract. And if he's going to Sydney, there's only two clubs there. And how are they going to fit him in the salary cap? And then they've got to be compensated coming back the other way.
Mm.
There's a lot of things that would have to happen.
Yep, that's true.
That's probably why there's so much confidence.